another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank! I'm Pete. Over with me is not Brent.
I'm not Brent.
Yeah, Jim Blazer. Jim Blazer's our guest host today because Brent has to go out of town.
I'm going to apologize, firsthand because I'm not as entertaining as Brent.
Oh, shut up.
I do, however, have a better radio voice. So
look, people don't actually like Brent. So this is going to be a step
really
up to
likes
the street.
Brent. No, I agree.
This is going to be a step up to the street 3D, brother.
But you know what? Brent needs, you know, this in his life. And I think
that is true. Without this, he would just sit at home and play fucking video game hockey.
NHL hockey.
Yeah, that's all he does. Well, yeah, he needs me to come over to his house and entertain him like a fucking monkey.
Do a little juggling.
Harg!
Huh?
So, Jim, what's new with you?
Not much, really. Just doing the band thing, working, and, about to turn 30 next summer.
Well, yeah, but that's next summer. That's not even close to now. It's November.
But it's the anticipation of turning 30 that's really getting to me.
It's getting to you?
It's getting to me.
I feel like this is a topic we've exhausted on here, but what are your feelings on this then?
Well, it's weird. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a thing about turning 30. It's just a thing about getting older.
Uh-huh.
It dawned on me a couple days ago that I was sitting at home and I was like, shit, you know, what am I going to do tonight? And it dawned on me. I was like, I have laundry to do. I can do that tonight. I consider laundry as an evening's, you know,
sure. It takes a long time. It's a pain in the ass.
Exactly, and it's something to do. It's better than just sitting on my couch drinking beer and watching your roommate play video games. It's a laundry. This is what I'm doing tonight, and this is what my life has become. It's kind of depressing.
Okay, that's depressing to you.
Yeah, well, it's not really depressing.
Haven't you ever done laundry before?
Yeah, but I don't make a night's event out of it.
Oh well, yeah, but okay. So you've never done night laundry, or what are you saying?
Well, I do it all the time, but, you know, I never say, oh, shit, I have something to do tonight. I have laundry.
Okay. And what does this have to do with being 30, then?
No, I never say. I said it's more of a thing about getting old. And
So you feel like you're getting old.
Well, I don't even.
Are you going to settle down and have babies someday?
Absolutely not. I don't need to breed. But now, maybe it's just a thing about not having a life rather than being old, because
sure.
I know a lot of people my age.
Well, what are you going to do once you don't have a life?
Oh, I'll drink wine and, you know, watch.
You're going to be one of those fags that just like, it's time to go to the fucking wine bar. I smoke cigarettes and wear fashionable clothing because I don't have babies and I'm 37.
Cernix is having an amazing wine sale this weekend. Perhaps I could pick some Merlot or some Gewürztraminer.
Oh, seriously, Jim, what's your 10-year plan here?
10-year plan?
Yeah.
I have no 10-year plan.
What are you going to do? Are you going to just work in insurance and just drink your ass off all the time for the next 10 years?
I work in corporate 40? Insurance, and I have a pretty good job right now.
Oh, I should mention, too, you guys have heard Jim on here before. He's in Torch the Spires. He played the Wibbler on our Donnie and the Butt episode.
We are entering the Wacky Nation.
That's right. And
that's my catchphrase.
So, yeah. So what's your 10-year plan here, Jim?
I have no 10-year plan.
Well, what are you going to do? You have no plans for the future at all. You're just going to grow old and die doing exactly what you're doing right now?
My experiences in the past is when you set kind of long-term goals, they never happen. Absolutely not.
Sure, but you don't have any ambition to do anything, whether it happens or not?
Besides make more money at my job.
So you just want to make more money and then do what in your social time?
I don't know. Bang fucking sluts.
Okay. No marriage for Jim?
Absolutely not.
You've been dating anybody lately?
Not substantially, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
So Jim's available on the market.
I am available, ladies.
He's been working out lately. He's got a ripped-ass chest.
Actually, I was about to say, I'm pretty sore, actually, today. The summer, I went to the gym earlier this spring and, you know, started doing that shit. Lost, you know, 9 to 12 pounds. And, you know, I was feeling really good. Summer came. Was riding my bike everywhere. And in all honesty, I hate getting out of the gym and it being hot out and just sweating more.
Okay.
And going home and coming to a place with no air conditioning, taking a shower, coming out of the shower and sweating after the shower. So I took the summer off a little bit because I was riding my bike and I was doing other shit anyway.
Are you just going to talk about working out the whole time?
Well, it's not working out. It's going to the gym because I'm not actually, you know, doing bench press or fucking that bullshit anyway. I do, 30, 35 minutes of cardio two, three times a week. And it's really good stuff.
All right. Stop talking.
Anyway, I'm really sore. I started getting back into it.
Okay. So if you want to hear that kind of talk, contact TwinCitiesTank at gmail.com and ask Jim on a date. We'll post his stats on the website. We'll post a picture of you looking all hot. Jim has no plans of getting married.
Nope.
And what else?
I have a really
disease-free. Do you have a lot of STDs?
Got a lot of STDs. So you're gonna have to deal with that.
I mean, some of them are dealable.
A through H.
A through H?
Yep.
What does that mean?
All AIDS, STDs A through H.
AIDS?
No, not
hepatitis.
AIDS. B through H. Yeah, hepatitis. So
you have hepatitis?
Yep.
What else? Crabs?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So not pubic lice.
No.
That begins with a P. All right. Well.
I have a great recipe for tomato malt soup.
Yes, if you were to bring one of these potential dates on a date that we're going to set you up with on TwinCitiesTank.com, just email TwinCitiesTank at gmail.com. We'll put Jim's stats up. What would you do? What would you do? We'll play the dating game here.
I wouldn't do anything. They would have to make the decisions because I'm really incapable of...
Well, some people might say that makes you kind of less of a man. If you don't make any of the decisions...
No, it doesn't make me less of a man because if they make the wrong decision, I fucking knock them out.
Sure. So what would you want her to make the decision? I mean, isn't that kind of part of the whole thing? Is that you have to make the decisions, you have to lead the way, show that you're a dude, and then at the end of the night, she'll blow you.
Well, God, if you put it that way, you know, blowing at the end, I never had a kind of a day like that.
Well, that's pretty pathetic. It's
God
kind of sad.
Damn it.
So, yeah, come up with it. What are you doing? Bringing her to Chuck E. Cheese? Cucumbers, get a nice healthy crunchy salad?
We'll go to Chili's, get some mozzarella shooters. They got 2-for-1 margaritas until 7. We'll have about 7 or 8 of those. We'll go back to my mom's townhouse in Blaine, Minnesota. Beautiful downtown Blaine, Minnesota. She'll make us some Lunchables. She can't really cook that good, but she has Lunchables with the bologna and the crackers. Then we'll go to my friend Darren's house. He has a room that he doesn't use. Shit. We can get down.
That's where you get blown.
That's where I get blown.
So if that sounds like a good time to you, TwinCitiesTank at gmail.com.
You can be in by 10 p.m., baby.
10 p.m. You'll be done. You'll have time to watch Conan O'Brien. He has a new show.
On TBS.
On TBS, yeah. And you'll have time to wash the semen out of your mouth before that happens.
I don't know about that.
Before we play this first song, this first song is going to be by a band called New Labor, who you've heard on here before. And I'll tell you why we're going to play them, because they sent us a message saying that they think we talk about poop too much on here and poop-related things.
What band is this? New Labor?
New Labor. They're,
what style?
They're one of the modern radio message board people.
Oh, those kids.
Sure. And they don't appreciate the poops and farts.
Obviously not.
I don't know if I'm going to take that into consideration unless more people come in and there's an outpouring of anti-poop emails. But I appreciate the contact.
Hey, you appreciate the feedback.
I appreciate the feedback, yes. If more people write in and say, look, I don't think you talk about poop enough, then... Yeah, I would appreciate that, too. And you'll build up a rapport with us. We'll play your band.
And we'll call you out on the air.
And we'll call you out on the air. But still, I respect you, New Labor, despite the fact that we still might talk about poop.
And your opinion is wrong.
Here we go.
Yeah. identity. Now I'm enslaved by a future technology. These X-ray specs have made a monster of me. These X-ray specs have made a monster of me.
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
NCPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, there was New Labor sitting here with Jim Blazer of the Torch the Spires fame.
As well as a frequent contributor of the Modern Radio Message Board.
That's good to know. Jim Blazer on the Modern Radio Message Board. Jim, you have a show coming up. Why don't you plug that right now?
I do. November 17th at the Triple Rock Social Club with Ratcatcher and Fiero. This is my band, Torch the Spires. Be there, and we will tickle your nuts, and it'll be just great.
We've been playing your band on the show the last few weeks. So people, we've plugged the show.
No, we've had some pretty good shows, as of late, and hope to.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, what are you talking about? We are on a vinyl with POS, for crying out loud. We are etched.
You know what?
In
POS
Minneapolis
played
history.
A benefit for my sister when she got Hodgkin's, and
what?
He
POS
did.
Didn't play that show.
Yes, he did.
POS.
Yes.
The benefit that we played.
No. A different benefit.
There was another benefit, and
there
I wasn't
was
told about it?
Another benefit that you were not told about.
Well, we played with Building Better Bombs before, so
it was at
who
the
cares?
Fallout.
That was POS. Oh, Fallout. Nobody
whatever.
Deals
I played
that
with. I played with Martyr before.
I've
opened up for Brian Posehn.
So have I. I opened up for Danzig.
Yeah, we just had a Metallica meeting, by the way.
Yeah.
That's where we just came fresh from a Metallica meeting. Jim is also in Metallica, along with me and the normal host, Brent.
And we have Adam, the drummer from Metallica, who is currently outside in the hallway with Rocky from All the Way Rider, talking about King Diamond.
No one gives a shit about them.
Well, they're
all right,
kids.
We're going to move on to a segment we haven't done in a while called Confessions. Okay, I thought I told Jim about this earlier, but apparently he didn't understand. So
nope.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to confess something. That's all we really do in confessions.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, here's my confession. Sometimes, I have emotional problems. You know how it goes. And sometimes when I'm feeling, just really anxious and really just having a shitty day and I can't sleep... in order to get to sleep, for me to relax, I sit there and I fantasize about murdering every single person that I know.
Is that true?
That is true.
Jesus Christ, you're sick.
Yeah, it's like brutally murdering them.
You're a sick fuck.
Why is that sick? It's just a fantasy.
Well, no, that's not a fantasy. That's just...
It relaxes me. I've done this for many years.
That kind of shit relaxes you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. This is...
okay.
Yeah. I remember being in high school and doing this. Like, I would just imagine, some fucking Columbine type shit where I would just go, all right, fuck this. In my brain, I'm going into every single classroom and smashing everybody's face in with a sledgehammer.
I mean, back in high school, junior high,
I still do.
Have you ever murdered me?
Oh, yeah. Every single person I know.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. Every person that I know. Family members, dogs. Yes.
You've murdered Chubbs?
Yeah.
What about Blackie? Remember Blackie?
Oh, yeah. I could go back and murder him.
No. So.
He's dead now. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but he was so frail.
Anyways, that's my confession.
And I'm supposed to follow that up.
Yes.
I drank my roommate's last beer a couple nights ago.
That's fucking juicy.
Well, no, roommate etiquette, that's not cool that you drink a roommate's
last beer. I agree, but Jesus Christ, that's your confession?
I don't murder my fucking friends.
Neither do I. I just fantasize.
Well, I don't fantasize about murdering my friends.
That's fine.
I've never done that.
There's plenty of other things you can confess about, James.
I fantasize about fucking banging chicks, hot chicks.
Everybody does that.
That I know.
That's a normal thing. That's not a confession. All right. Tell me about your life, Jim. Do you claim to be an open book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like you're not really. You're one of the most closed book people I feel like I know.
No, I'm one of those people that I'm totally open and honest if asked. I'm not one of those people who sits there and goes off about their fucking personal feelings and fucking personal lives like so many people I know that it's just like, Jesus Christ,
but check this
shut
out.
Up.
You've dated chicks before and I didn't even know about it. We're like best friends and you don't even tell me about like your personal life at all.
Well, how do you think my parents feel?
I don't know.
What do you mean dating chicks? And
I don't know. Like you've like mentioned in conversation before where you said like, oh yeah, I dated her for like a month or something.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't fucking know. You didn't tell me.
Oh, okay.
I just don't see that as being an open book type.
Well,
person.
If I'm like dating a chick and I would go, oh, dude, I'm banging fucking Caitlin right now. Yeah, I'm fucking.
Sure. When's the last time you had sex?
Actually, about 3 months ago. It was around 4th of July.
With who? I'll take it out.
I'm not. No.
Is it? I think I know who it is.
Okay.
But that. Okay. Have you been on any dates since then?
Dates. And honestly, I haven't really been on a formal date since springtime, I would imagine.
Okay. Who was that? Same chick?
No.
Who?
I'm not saying names on a podcast.
You can't tell me who you went on a date with.
A friend
on
of a friend.
You can't tell me who you went on a date with?
Okay. Don't air this. No, I'm
wait a minute. You say you're an open book, and you can't even tell me you go on a date.
I will
date
tell
with
you,
somebody.
But not on a podcast. I mean,
why would you be embarrassed that you can't?
I'm not
tell?
Embarrassed. I'm just saying, you know, nothing ever came out of it, so I'm not going to go on a podcast. Say,
sure.
Oh yeah, I went on a date with this chick. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'll bleep her name.
Well, I went on this out. Okay. No, it's all actually right. A funny story if you're going to bleep
okay,
her name.
Okay, yeah. No, I will bleep her name. I
okay,
promise.
This is
100%
shit.
Promised. See, this is what I'm talking about. I have no idea who this was. You went on a date with this person.
Oh, no. This is hilarious. It's a friend of a...
Really? Okay.
Fucking gorgeous chick. Who always, you know, been seen out and whatever. And saw her at Maslax. This is, you know, earlier in the year. And, you know, hit it off or whatever. Just... yeah, same old shit. You meet up, like, yeah, you drunkenly flirt with each other, and you go home. Blah. Uh-huh. Met up on the fucking internet and whatnot, and be like, oh, yeah, we should do something sometime. Anyway, I think it was the next weekend. Dave and I had a barbecue. You know, barbecues.
Dave
happens.
Is Jim's roommate.
Correct. We start drinking at, you know, noon, 11, whatever. People start coming over and blah, 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 blah. That shit happens. It comes about 4 p.m. and I'm sitting there, you know, pretty fucking buzzed in my room. And all of a sudden, Jesus Christ, who did I talk to? I think it was, by the way, bleep all these names.
No, I will.
All right, good. And she was like, oh, I thought you were hanging out with... And I was like, really? She was like, yeah. She said she was hanging out with you tonight. I'm like, really? She was like, yeah, give her a call. This is her number. So I called her. I was like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out tonight? She was like, oh, yeah, we're hanging out tonight. I was like, shit, what are we going to do? By the way, I'm fucking, like, pretty good and buzzed up by this time. She's like, oh, just make a decision for me. Because, I don't know, for some reason, she's going to make a decision. So I was like, all right, we're going to Elsie's by my house. Meet up at Elsie's. She's like, I know where that is. Let's go. So I'm sitting there, and we just proceeded to bar hop from Elsie's to Maslax to my brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Yeah.
At Tony Jaro's. And then we went back to my house where Dave, my roommate, and his friend Joe were watching The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. We proceeded to go in there and fall asleep on the couch. That was the date.
So were you shit-faced?
I was fucking hammered.
Did you guys, you know, do the thing?
No.
Ever?
No.
Is that a lie?
No.
Open book, Ripka?
Open book.
Open book.
On a podcast.
Yeah, you're a real open book guy. All right. All right. Here's
make a really funny like a sound effect when you're editing out the names.
I have a beep that I use to beep things out.
I do something like with like a dog barking.
It's a funny beep, Jim.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go on to another song. This is Mercy's Own.
What song?
Pick one.
Which version of Mercy's Own?
Go with the second.
The Johnny Rook version?
Yes.
I'll do
This Kiss Goodnight?
Yeah, do that. Okay. This Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, they're about to hear it, Jim. You don't have to fucking sing it. Here's This Kiss Goodnight. There we are, Mercy's Own with coffee. What is it? Your microphone is not on.
Let's kiss.
Okay.
Good night.
Shut up.
Won't last forever.
Shut the fuck up. They just heard this song. There's no reason for you to re-sing
it. It's a great song.
No, it's not. All right. So, let's do some week late news. Week late news. Okay. First topic of discussion, Danzig was supposed to play the Caboose when?
That was last night.
Last night being
November 9th,
which is recorded on the 10th. And he decided not to play because the stage was too small, right?
From what I have, seen through numerous online forums, there was a discrepancy with the stage size with the, promoter and whatnot. And I guess Danzig himself...
So the stage was too small.
Correct. And Danzig himself came into the Caboose and said that, they're not going to be playing on that stage. The opening bands played. I think it was Possessed and who was the other one?
I don't think it was possessed either. It's two bands I have never heard of before.
That voice you're hearing is of Adam Arsenault, also of Torch Aspires, who's in the room now.
Hey.
So it was not possessed?
No, it wasn't any known bands whatsoever. They were just two unknown bands from who knows where.
Okay.
But a funny thing that stemmed from that is that the people, the representatives of Danzig, stated that it wasn't indeed that. That's why they canceled the show, is that the guitarist had a altercation with the security at the Caboose, and that's why they canceled the show.
Really? What happened? Did they punch him?
No details were
That's
discussed.
Fucking dumb.
No, I mean... You know, and, you know, with Danzig and his, you know, great reputation of, you know, playing shows and, you know, not being a prima donna, who's to believe in this kind of scenario?
When we played Fun Fest, it was in his rider that nobody could look him in the eye.
Oh, my God.
The best thing about that show is when his bald spot got bigger as he got sweaty.
Oh, it's amazing. That was amazing. No, and me and you, Adam, actually went around for a majority of the day trying to look for Danzig, and... We were backstage at, you know, the artist area where you can go there and get free
food.
Did
you just want to stare him right in the eye?
I just wanted to see him and make an ass out of myself in front of him, which I never got a chance to do.
That's probably Brian Posehn, why he wasn't around.
Brian Posehn, yes, I got to make an ass out of myself in front of him.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, but Danzig, no. This year, if we would have played Fun Fest, Weird Al.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Dude,
God.
I at least wanted to go to that. Seriously, if you live anywhere near Austin, Texas, Fun Fest is like the greatest fucking weekend of your entire life.
It is fun. We had a blast there last year.
It's so fucking great.
And if anybody from the Fun Fest management happens to hear this, we would love to play it next year.
Sure. Absolutely.
Get Weird Al on the bill because we want to meet him. Yeah. Big fans.
Yes. Get Big Weird fans. Al again. All right. Story two. I'm going to read this here. The title is Cigarette Packs to Show Corpses and Cancer Patients. Can the federal government scare cigarette smokers into stopping with a new campaign of horrific images to be placed on cigarette packages? They're certainly going to try. Images of corpses, cancer patients, and diseased lungs are just some of what's in store in graphic new warning labels. What do you think?
I think that makes cigarette smoking more punk rock.
I think it's fucking stupid when people do this shit.
It's never worked before for any of the campaigns.
Right. I mean, did it work for abortion?
No.
No. Fuck no. And when fucking people just like put guts and shit on their... Even if it's a cause that I agree with, which this one I don't, but... Like, just trying to gross people out, that's like, all that does is piss me off, and your point is lost.
And any, like, you know, real cigarette smoker, like, they're addicted to the cigarettes, you know, singing Black and Long, oh, shit. Oh, wait, this is what it does? It's like they haven't been exposed to that shit in the past?
Yeah, people, when I'm smoking, come up to me, and they're like, it's gonna kill you, it's so bad for you. Really, motherfucker? I'm fucking 30, I haven't been around for fucking... Since the fucking 80s and the Reagan era when they fucking shoved that shit down everyone's throat. Of course it's bad for you, you stupid shit. We don't think about that.
But it's so punk rock.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I mean, you go to like your local Target or whatever and you buy t-shirts with skulls and all this stuff all over it. It's like when you're at that particular age, for some reason that's...
Oh, shit.
Spilled.
It's appealing, you know? So... It's almost like enticing youngsters in a way.
You're saying that putting guts on cigarette packs is going to increase smoking?
You know, he's got a point there. I think, like, the death metal kids that, like, fucking, like, you know, have the Cannibal's corpse shirt of the fucking guy ripping his own intestines out and shit like that is going to be very appealed by, you
it's
know, a fucking...
back to life.
Yeah. They're going to be very attracted to, you know, a picture of a dead body on their cigarette packs. It's going to give them more cred. Way to go, federal government. Way to get death metal kids to smoke.
It's just fucking stupid. Like, there's one other... There's a campaign recently of... what was it? It was something about anorexia, and they showed this, like, true life... You know, here's what happens when you have anorexia. And all it was a picture of a chick, like, laying in her own fucking filth. And maybe it was bulimia because she might have been, like, in her puke or something. It was just something disgusting. And I was like,
I've dated
you know
chicks
what?
Like that.
Fuck you. I'm going to go eat and binge and fucking puke all over the place. Like, when you try to gross me out, that just pisses me off more and your point is lost.
I was about to say, like, most, like, you know, people with eating disorders that, you know, severe are kind of living in a... kind of a world of their own fucking making anyway. I mean, that's not really going to...
Right, yeah. Seeing a fucking picture of somebody laying in their own dicks is going to fucking you know, because they're eating dicks all day.
Is that is supposed to like keep people from becoming anorexic?
I don't
like,
fucking know.
I'm thinking about not eating again.
It's like, you know, once a week. Like I wouldn't mind just getting completely just shit faced and like ended up in a pile of dicks or whatever.
Oh,
well,
totally.
You know, it happens to me all the time.
If it becomes your life, you know, that's a different story. But when you're out from the outside looking in.
Dude, there's this new, on the U of M campus, there's now this, like, new slew of anti-drinking ads where it's just like...
I've seen that.
Yeah, just people, like, just
amazing.
Getting drunk and fucked up and, like, trying to bite each other and stuff. And it's like,
and
like, yeah, how is that fucking supposed to make me not want to drink?
No, I've seen that, again, on the Modern Radio message board. They had a...
it, not me.
I know, and I promise I wouldn't bring that board up again. But I did.
Nothing wrong with Modern Radio. Message board. We
have
post
you been
on there.
To that board?
Yes, I have.
It's terrible.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. To each his own.
We have listeners on that board.
Actually, no. And Metallica has a pretty
thread on that board,
yeah.
And it's fine.
Way to go, Modern Radio message board, because it listed all of the pictures, all of the little posters, and there was like one of like some chick like showing her tits to like a bunch of people, and they're looking.
I want to be a part of that. Whatever's going on there.
It's a bunch of the theater kids from the fucking U of M or something like that. But like, the chick is showing her tits at a pool hall or something like that. Like they're around a pool.
But she's anorexic.
No, she's not anorexic.
Oh,
she's
this
drunk.
Is just an anti-drinking.
Okay. Anti-binge drinking.
Okay.
And like everybody's just looking disgusted. Like, oh, how could you do this? We're like, no, that's not
that
what happens.
Happen,
everybody.
No.
Is usually as drunk as the chick, and she shows her tits, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, Caitlin, high five, bullshit. And, like, one of the pictures is funny because the people are resting their drink upon the pool table, and everybody was like, are you kidding me? That's, like, fucking one of the first rules. Get your fucking drink off the pool table. It ruins the fucking felt. Uh-huh. And that caused a whole discussion about people fucking, you know... So maybe it's a
sure.
anti, you know.
My favorite ones are the TV ones where there was a TV one, or maybe where this girl woke up and she had marker written all over her.
Oh,
they're like, don't let this happen to you, drinking.
What are you talking
like,
about?
That fucking shit happened to me all the fucking time.
I thought it was hilarious.
Is that,
if I woke
is that
up,
a bad?
Me?
Yeah, like if that's the worst that fucking happens to you when you drink, Jesus.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah,
you know, honestly, like I don't know. I've never really had that bad of an experience as binge drinking, which I've done on numerous.
Oh, I've had horrible experiences, and they were awesome.
Yeah,
like you always get a story out of it at least.
Well, you feel like shit the next day, but you know, a week down the line, God,
you're
damn
like,
it,
God
that
damn
was
it,
hilarious.
You guys, check this out. I woke up in my own puke wearing a Superman costume. Oh, it was tits.
God, I've never had those kind
Let's
of stories.
Bring that
actually.
Word back again.
God damn it! What was that word?
Oh, you know, tits.
Like that was tits.
Like totally tits.
I like that. Tits.
Do you? I think that word is pretty. It's pretty tits.
Oh, God.
I'm really glad that we're talking about it.
Mayslax wings.
Yeah,
go grab them. Good stuff.
We had some wings at Mayslax.
Some wings, Mayslax.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Jim, do you have anything to close with? Any more plugs? What's your fucking website for your goddamn stupid band?
Oh, shit. Do we still have torchspires.com?
Our domain's actually expiring.
God damn it.
I just got a notification. We should not renew it.
So you're at...
Facebook?
Just type in Torch the Spires in a little search.
He'll find
Google.
Something.
Okay,
yeah,
Torch the Spires, spelt S-P-A-Y-E-R-Z.
No. Torch the Spires, T-O-R-C-H-T-H-E. S-P-I-R-E-S.
All one word.
Absolutely.
And when you find the video on YouTube that pops up in the first couple of pages called My Dick Can't Move, you should probably watch
Holy
that.
Holy shit, that is a underground cut of Torch the Spire.
That's a lot of views on that.
My Dick Don't Move.
All right. That's fine.
King Diamond.
Should do all that.
It? Should we do it?
No. No.
Y'all don't know what
no.
you can do.
Stop, bitch.
My dick can't move.
This is stupid. Stop. There's no beatboxing on this show. Beatboxing, come on.
All right. Well, I'm Jim Blazer, co-hosting this time on TwinCitiesTank.com. Next week you'll have Brent and everything will be fine, you little hobos.
There's Adam. Say bye, Adam.
Bye. Listen more King Diamond.
Here's Rocky from All the Way Rider.
You're dead to me, Mexico.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge. I'm mad. Got to get back. I need some. some get back. Payback. Payback. and I got some hits. I need those hits. I need those hits. Hit me. Da da da.